Next case, please.
Thanks. The next case is 11582 Roy Weissmiller and Dino Ticino. I apologize if I mispronounce it. They're seeking a variance for a reduction in the side yard setback, a variance for the separation requirement between units, the maximum lot coverage requirement in a mobile home park, and a variance from the minimum lot width and a reduction in the minimum lot area. Section 115-172 G4 and 7 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on Waterview Court in the Angola Beach Mobile Home Park, located on the east side of Angola Beach Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 233, Map 18, Parcel 1, Unit 12,961. Specifically, they're requesting a 0.6 variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback, a 1.1-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance, a 0.9-foot variance from the required 5-foot setback for the side yard setback for a sunroom, and a 9.9-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance from the mobile home park on a lot. Oh, and I apologize. A 3.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance for a shed, the reduction in the minimum lot area from 5,000 square feet and a minimum lot width of 50 feet, and exceeding the maximum lot coverage of 30%.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Roy Weissmiller, 33296 Waterview Court, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. I'm Dino Diacchino, 33296 Waterview Court, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. And excuse me, Mr. Weissmiller. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, it appears we have Mr. Ronald Simmons back at the podium. He's previously been sworn in.
Okay. Thank you.
My name's Roy Weissmiller. In 2012, we bought the mobile home, and we had a concrete pad which was covered by a wooden deck. And Mr. Diacchino and I are both on disability, and we got a hot tub, and we wanted that hot tub enclosed so that we could use it year-round with a sunroom. So we hired patio systems to do that for us, and we thought we were doing what we were supposed to do. And the next thing we know, we got a letter from the county saying that we didn't pass our last inspection, and we got the drawing drawn up, and Ron will explain the rest, and here we are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this case, my office dropped the ball by not honoring not being quite aware of what was required in terms of the setbacks and the distance from the adjacent units. So the room has been built. It's been a couple years ago, and then just found out recently within the past, 6 months or so, I guess, 5 months, that there was an issue with getting a CFO because of the reasons mentioned. In this particular case, if you look at the plot and understand this is Angola Beach, trailer, mobile home community, I should say, which is mostly single-wide units that were placed there at a time when people use them as vacation homes and were not necessarily living there full-time. So you have a very small mobile home unit. It does have an addition on the back and a porch. They did have a shed. So this sunroom actually made the home usable for them. And in terms of the uniqueness of the property, they're actually in Angola Beach. There's a hodgepodge of different types of lots. And this one happens to be pie-shaped. Very much pie-shaped and very narrow. They state by their records at the community that all the lots are supposed to be about 5,000 square feet. So I'm not sure we're going over. I thought it was a 35%. It looks like we're just a fraction over the 30% based on a calculation of 5,000 square feet.
It said that we didn't go over the percentage.
Right.
It was just a foot.
Right. Is it? I think it's. Anyway, we're just around 30%. Is where we're at right now. All the improvements there. So the irregular size of the lot and the very close proximity between the lots, I think, is the problem with the uniqueness situation. And there's really no other way. At this point, of course, it's an issue because the room has been built for 2 years. And I'll take the heat for that. So there is no other possibility of changing the location of the sunroom or using another area to put it, because even if they were to move it towards the rear, there still is going to be a setback issue with the neighboring property or the distance between them. Yeah. So we do need a variance to allow them to continue using their room. That was just stated, they both have disabilities, they're both on disability. They need the hot tub every day. Obviously, they built the room to protect it, so they also have very steep stairs coming out of their mobile home, which, if there was snow and ice on that, would admit, is also a hardship for them because they were very steep and no landing. So by building the sunroom, it's under weather. They have protection from it, and they can walk down to a clean, dry surface and walk out the front door to get to their car. And then the hot tub is also enclosed towards the rear of the room. So basically, it's a hardship for them not to have this this variance. As far as altering the character of the neighborhood, I would have to say that in this particular community, there's all kinds of, it's a hodgepodge of different types of additions, different types of lot situations, shapes, locations. I don't see how in any way, shape, or form this could be detrimental to the community. It's an attractive enclosure. And they've also done some other improvements on the property as well, which brings it up to better standards. So I don't know that this has any, I don't believe it has any effect, I would say, on any adjacent properties. Again, because it is kind of a mixed neighborhood in terms of additions. I don't know if they've all been built with variances or some of them just happen to work out for the folks, but I'm sure there are probably were quite a few that had to require variances based on the shapes of the lots and the proximities. So I don't believe this is a detrimental to public welfare, and this would be the minimum relief afforded under the circumstances. The room was built rather large because a hot tub takes up a huge chunk of space inside an enclosure, and then there's also a set of steps in there that takes up another big chunk of space. So we couldn't have gone really much smaller and had it work out based on the location of the existing slab, which is what we went by in terms of designing the space utilization. So again, it's the minimum, a variance would be the minimum in this case that we would request for relief. And I don't know what other modification would have been appropriate in terms of doing it differently.
Okay. All right, we'll see if we have any questions. Mr. Workman.
Did you get a permit for that?
Yes, we did.
Now, you just put it on the slab that was there.
Correct.
That's why you had no questions about it?
Correct. Yeah. There was a deck there when I came up and did the original survey and estimating, and I thought, well, because the deck conformed, I thought it was a conforming deck structure. It was a raised deck. It wasn't low. It was up high. And then there was a step down where the hot tub had been set. So the hot tub was there at the time.
So you thought that, while being on the pad, you thought
yeah.
You were completely...
Yes, sir. Yeah. And so, we raised the deck, got rid of it, and built the room on the perimeter of the existing slab to enclose the hot tub as
so
well.
So the sunroom is the same height as the mobile?
It slopes up to the to the roof of the mobile. It's a shed roof, so it comes down, projects, probably drops about three feet or three,
yeah,
three and a half feet.
Yeah, there's three steps we go down out of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills,
you do understand that now that a deck in a covered deck or addition is are two different things, and it changes things, right?
Well, I'm not sure I do. I thought that the setback stuff for a deck would be the same.
No, so a deck is actually, in most cases, allowed to encroach certain distances.
Okay. I wasn't aware
but
of
once,
that.
But once you put a roof on it, then it is no longer a deck. It's an enclosure. So okay. Just for future use. Ms. Cornwell, do we know about the other variance requests and, you know, why they exist and haven't been addressed before as far as the distance between units or?
I do not know why prior applications were not made for the separation distances between the units.
Okay.
The only thing that the printout list is three variances within Angola Beach because it's one parcel number for the whole park. And there were two for separation and one for a side yard. And the two separation were both in 2001. Side yard was in 2003.
And not necessarily for these structures?
No, we don't. It's all in parcel. You can't really, it's hard to tell.
I got you.
That's all we had listed.
Right. Okay. Just out of curiosity, what is that SP on the back structure?
Sun porch.
Oh, okay.
They called it a sun porch instead of a sunroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's needing a variance because it's less than 5 feet from the.
Correct.
Right.
Property. The Angola Beach project was started right at the beginning of zoning.
Okay.
First sections were. Look like wheels. They're in circles.
Right.
Around basically not even they were around a cul-de-sac or else they were around a parking lot. So it varies and the dimensions of the individual lots was very difficult because it was considered leasable lot for rent, not sales. So there wasn't really a good meets and bounds description for each lot. That's why your drawing doesn't really give you a meets and bounds description of the individual lot. There wasn't one original.
Gotcha. And the the original mobile home is only 12 foot wide. Is that correct? Probably is an original.
Yeah, it's a 1978.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Renton.
How long have you? Did you say you have owned the property?
We bought it in 2012. And had the roof done in 2012 around November.
Mr. Simmons.
December, I believe it was December 2012, so that we could be able to get in the hot tub year round because we lived there all year round. We're the only ones in the court that lived there all year. The rest of our neighbors are just there in the summertime. So that was the reason. And like he said, we just took the deck up and thought to put on the pad would be okay. So we thought that was all right.
What other improvements have you made on the property?
We got the insides all redone, new bathrooms, new kitchens. We've got all new floors in it. It has all little green porch on the back.
But any of those improvements affect the variances that you're requesting tonight?
No.
Just the sunroom?
And our neighbors are all seeing it. It's been there over 2 years. Nobody's ever complained about it or anything like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further questions?
Sure.
I just want to go through a couple of these variances just to eliminate a few points. The neighboring mobile homes to the left and to the right of you, were they there at the time that you moved in? Okay. And I just want to make sure I got your testimony right. You've indicated that the mobile home was there when you bought the property and that it looks like there's an addition that leads to a sun porch or a screen porch. And those were there when you bought the property as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a shed on the property,
yes.
And that was there when you bought the property?
Correct.
So the only addition that you've made is the sunroom?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any idea how wide the front of that lot is?
I'd say 50 foot. I believe they said something about 50, 125, and 75 or something. It was really weird the way they're all shaped, like he was saying. They're all in a circle, so they're all shaped like pies. They're real thin in the front, but it's all open in the back and real wide in the back.
Okay.
And there's nothing behind.
We've never gotten anything that defines that.
Yeah, that was the problem the surveyor had.
Yeah, they couldn't figure out because of the way the sheets were or the lot. It was hard. We do have our lot covered in rocks. With what they told us was our section is all covered in stone. So
if you measure what we've graveled, it's 50.
50 by 150 by 75 or something like that. It's like a real 50 in the front and like 100 and something long ways and then 75.
Yeah, I was trying to look at it and try to get
it. It's kind of really weird the way we measured it, but that's the way we did when we had our rocks laid. That way we didn't have to cut no grass.
Okay. All right. And I noticed on your survey it says that it, coverage percentage is 30.09%.
Yeah.
All right. Ms. Cornwell, just looking at the variances that we have requested, I mean, it looks like there's 8 listed?
Yes.
Do we need all 8 of them for them to be in compliance?
I would think so. Staff was concerned based on doing measurements of the area itself that they marked out that it was slightly under the 5,000 square feet, which means then they would have needed a variance because the minimum area is 5,000. That when you do the lot coverage percentage, it actually pushes it over about 36% if you're doing it based on what I was coming up with was about 4,700 square feet.
Okay.
Which would be the requirement for the lot coverage. And then the lot width, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it definitely was under the 50 feet.
Do we have a number that we're looking at from the variance for the minimum, like a variance of how many feet from the minimum lot area, variance from the minimum lot width, and a variance from the maximum lot coverage?
It would be about 1% from the lot coverage, because I was coming up with about 36%. It would be about 300 square feet for lot area. And I don't know off the top of my head without trying to grab a scale and doing a measurement for the lot width.
Okay. I'm just looking at what we have in front of us. I want to make sure if the board's considering that we have the right numbers that we're using for that. So
it's close. It's about 32 foot of frontage. And it's 60 feet across the rear, just by the way it's drawn. Then that's looking at the mobile and trying to compare it to the lot lines that simpler surveying came up with.
Okay. So using the scale on the survey of March the 10th.
Right, the scale from the survey and using their physical survey. And what you see, what's called Waterview Court, that's actually a parking area, basically. It's an elongated cul-de-sac, and they actually park there.
Okay.
And with the original drawing, if you look at the next page, you see the wheel wrapped around a parking lot. And basically the unit set where the straight line is. And going, the units reach set in that angle, so you should have 13 trailers on that cul-de-sac. Excuse me, 13 manufactured homes.
Looks like a tire.
Yeah, it looks like a wheel or a tire or whatever.
Wagon wheel.
And that's the way it was designed.
Ferris wheel.
Originally, that's the way it was designed. And that was probably 68, 69. It was actually got approved under the letter of intent because they had surveys showing what their intent was that were prior to October 68. For zoning purposes.
Okay. So just to be clear, we're looking at a 1% variance from the maximum lot coverage, a 360 square foot variance from the minimum lot area, and I'm sorry, what was the lot width that you're showing?
Lauren stated it was 32, so it'd be
32.
28 feet request.
Well, the lot already exists.
Right.
Yeah.
Technically, the lot exists. The square footage already exists. What you're looking at is the setbacks and the lot
separation.
Coverage. And the lot coverage and the separation. They have 3 major issues.
Because the other two are non-conforming.
The lot side is non-conforming. The width is non-conforming.
Okay.
We're really looking at dimensional setbacks, square footage of lot coverage, and separation.
Okay. No further questions.
No further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Can I add one thing? I forgot. Our record that we use for data for the printout from the computer system only goes back to 83. So there's all the 70s and up to 83 that we don't have the record specifically set aside for every parcel. So I don't know how many other variances could have been granted. Just for reference.
Okay. Again, Chair will entertain a motion. All right, we'll send it back then. With that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we take case number 11582 under advisement.
And a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11582 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.